Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown solo artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Rockwell, Marvin Gaye, Brenda Holloway, Michael Jackson, David Ruffin, Charlene, and Eddie Kendricks, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You from 1965. Before that, Rockwell, also known as Berry Gordy III, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son. He wanted to be known as Rockwell so he could make it on his own, and that was Somebody's Watching Me. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, I'm Yours from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great artist in her own right, Brenda Holloway, with You've Made Me So Very Happy. Well, there's four things you can say about Brenda Holloway. She was beautiful, she could sing, she could play the violin, and she was a hell of a songwriter. She co-wrote You've Made Me So Very Happy. Well, she recalled at the time that, quote, "My boyfriend had quit me. I was so sad. I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a song about being happy because this man is crazy leaving me. I'll show him." Well, Brenda called her sister Patrice for help on the song, explaining simply, this is the hit. She called Berry Gordy Jr. and told him the same thing. Well, Berry brought in producer Frank Wilson, who contributed the dynamic bridge to the song, with Brenda Says made the song. But Brenda didn't like the final result. She was further quoted as saying that we were on the verge of psychedelic sounds, all that rock and funk. Well, Berry Gordy Jr.'s response was all business. He was quoted as saying, "I'm Berry Gordy, you're Brenda Holloway, I'm putting up the money, we will do it the way I want, thank you." Well, Brenda's version of the song barely dented the top 40. Then, a jazz rock version by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, led by David Clayton Thomas, became a gold smash in 1969. It was arranged, Brenda has said, exactly the way that she wanted to do it. Well, You Made Me So Very Happy was Brenda's final Motown single. Sometime during the 1967 period, she wrote a letter to Berry in which she complained that she had been, quote, "ignored and pushed aside," unquote, as a West Coast artist. Well, despite an upbeat postscript, quote, "I will always love Motown and you," unquote, Brenda soon left the company. She was 21 years old and never had another successful top 40 song. Well, here she is in her prime, her last top 40 song, You Made Me So Very Happy, right here on Motown Memories.
I lost love before, gave up and closed the door. 'cause you came and took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm gonna walk away. out that I don't love you. You know how much I do. And it's not that I found someone to take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand. And a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those arms you got around me will let me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm going.
David Ruffin, formerly from The Temptations, on his own at this time with Walk Away From Love from 1975. Before that, Michael Jackson from 72, while he was still a member of the Jackson 5, but he was on his own releasing this song, I Want to Be Where You Are. And we start off with 67's Brenda Holloway, You Made Me So Very Happy. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown solo artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a one-hit wonder from an artist named Charlene, I've Never Been to Me. Well, Charlene was born Charlene Mary Lynn D'Angelo on June 1st, 1950 in Hollywood, California. Well, in 1973, Charlene signed with Motown under the name Charlene Duncan and released her first and unsuccessful single called All That Love Went to Waste in January 1974. 3 years later, she released a second album, and the album was credited just to Charlene, but it still didn't do much. Another 1977 album called Songs of Love was a repackaging of her song I've Never Been to Me, and it omitted a spoken bridge at the beginning of the song. She first released the single in 1977, but initially had no success, reaching only number 74 in the U.S. Billboard charts. In 1982, Tampa, Florida disc jockey Scott Shannon, then at WRBQ, started playing the song, by which time Charlene had moved to England and was working in a candy factory. Well, audience reaction was impressive, resulting in the song's second release with the original spoken bridge by Charlene's label. That second release was also a huge hit in England as well. Well, I've Never Been to Me was featured as an opening song to the 1994 film The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The film is mimed on stage by two Sydney drag queens. Well, here she is, Charlene, I've Never Been to Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had to talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friends faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away, 'cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. Much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle whoring that costs too much to be free. Hey, lady, I've been to paradise.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
From the Temptations with a number one tune from 1973, Keep on Truckin' Part 1, and we start with that one-hit wonder from Charlene, I've Never Been to Me from 1982. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured solo Motown artists during this next half hour, and during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature solo Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.